Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Warning, this podcast may contain bad language and content that some listeners may find offensive. Luckily, we'll have different words to describe the word offensive, such as...
offensive.
Oh, you put me on the...
Not as good as he thought.
No.
Tyrannosaurus Rex was a lie. But we are back after what seems like a long time. And today, if you're a student or trying to get into work, often our favorite topic, then this one is for you with some serious adjustments. I said it correctly.
I mean, you question my thesaurus skills. It sounds like you have basic speaking problems.
Don't rag on my disability. Well, this is not what this show's about.
Hopefully we can adjust for that using this handy government planner. Welcome to Seesaw Podcast.
With your hosts, T, Cleves and Selena.
Every week, bringing some much-needed balance and humour to brighten up what can sometimes be a dark, disabled world.
Welcome back to Seesaw Podcast, the Salty Sams and Salty Selenas of podcasts. We are back after a long time, as Cleves alluded to.
Which, a week.
Yes. But if you're on Twitch, you'll know that it has been a bit of a time. And we're going to phone to Selena, and she can explain to you why there has been a lack in the scheduled programming.
Well, actually, just on the salty bit, like, did you know, if you translate my name directly of what its meaning is, it means salty moon.
Right.
So why'd you give me all that shit earlier when that was an interesting fact you could have used?
I mean, it's just come to me, as you said, salty Selena. So.
In what language? Because selling is salt in French, right? But I'd never heard of Ina. Oh, Luna. Maybe.
Luna, like moon, you see.
Well, cell is like Luna cells. And Lena is different words, isn't it?
Crazy salt, eh?
But Greek goddess of the moon, if you do it to Greek, Selena. Which I prefer.
Oh.
Okay.
I like to think of loony. Crazy salt. We can order any place that sells chips. I can have the crazy salt, please. They just smash it on chips. There you go. Oh, okay.
Fucking hell.
But yeah.
I know.
Anyway, why have we been away on Twitch? Well, actually,
you've been away.
I've been away in Turkey for like 1 week, and then we just had content already, so that's why we didn't record. It's not like I've been away for 3 weeks.
How was Turkey? I hear it's not as cheap as it used to be.
That wasn't really the issue. The issue was our hotel was literally in the middle of nowhere, like off a motorway, was the view from our room. And I kind of starved for a week because they like a lot of meat in Turkey. Everything's with meat. And
they don't really... famous for kebabs.
Yes.
Okay.
It was okay to get some sunshine, and the hotel was supposed to be 5-star, but I'd question that.
They weren't stars, they were asterisks.
Like every major asterisk.
Every 5 asterisks. 1, may not be a hotel. 2, hotel doesn't have toilets. 3, hotel doesn't have vegan options.
Mm. 4, oh, no, they had a motorway outside. Corner. This is the joke. They had a vegan corner, And what
is that
was
where you had
to sit
or where the food was?
The food. And that what was on offer was boiled Brussels sprouts. That was a vegan option. It was pretty horrific.
Well, the lesson take from this is don't be a vegan. Or if you're vegan.
I'm pescatarian, but then like the fish out there, I don't know, the beach like attached to the hotel, the sea stunk and the fish kind of tasted similar, bitter. Don't do good fish out there. It was all very disappointing in that sense.
Oh, that's bad. Did you do anything fun while you were there?
We went to see Tortellini Waterfall.
Tortellini
Waterfall. Which was this our big one day of leaving the all-inclusive hotel, big venture out to this waterfall.
Okay, it sounded quite impressive at first. Then by the end of the day, you went waterfall and it was a
it
sort of
down.
It was just a little waterfall full of tourists just taking photos. Say you've been to this waterfall. I mean, a waterfall's a waterfall. Could hear the lovely gushing
water. Back up a second there.
Uh-huh.
I've been to some waterfalls in my time. Dare I say, I don't enjoy any other natural feature more than a waterfall. I even like a good fountain. You ask anyone.
You've been to Niagara, haven't you?
I have been to Niagara. This is where I was going.
I don't think it was a scratch on Niagara.
Went to the Maid in the Mist. And I've also walked up a waterfall in Jamaica. I walked up two waterfalls in Jamaica.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, and, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, sick.
Treacherous.
At first, all of the Jamaican guides thought I was wasted. Then they realised I couldn't see very well. And they were very helpful and accommodating. I would recommend it to anyone, sighted or none.
See, you couldn't really do anything exciting like that with this waterfall. It was probably about 6 foot high, to be quite honest. It was not, like...
Could you at least, like, put your hand in it?
No!
So, not being funny, right? Could you feel it? Like, was there any spray coming your way?
No spray, but I could hear the...
How do you know you just weren't in the bathroom with someone trickling the taps?
Yeah, I mean, it could have been. And I could only hear it on, like, one side of the waterfall. We had to go round and then I could hear it. But, I mean...
I thought you were just ragging on Turkey. Apologies, Turkey. I hear you're actually a very culturally diverse and beautiful country, but you just haven't shown Selena the respect she deserves.
If you'd gone there for like getting your hair or teeth done, if you needed that done, it's famous for that now.
Yes, it definitely is. And no, I didn't go for that. I was tempted to get my hair braided in the hotel.
Oh, like a 90s child.
But I didn't.
Oh, that would have been quite fun to have had on the podcast, actually.
Yeah.
Did you not even just get the one? You know, some people just have one braided.
Yeah, no, I was tempted. Like, I'll get a few, but no, I didn't.
Oh.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, I'm not going back to
Turkey. I'm done with Turkey. To be honest.
Jesus.
How do you know it just wasn't the hotel?
I think it would have been nice if we tried to go for a walk, right? Got multiple days of leaving this hotel in different directions into the, like, nowhere. We were walking to nowhere, but then we managed to walk to another hotel, right? And they wouldn't let us in. But then the next day we managed to walk onto the beach of the other hotel, so we started walking through on the beach and they couldn't tell us to get off the beach because it's a beach. And then we started walking on the path of this hotel and security were following us behind, and our beach of this hotel like linked. So our plan was just to walk back on into the grounds of our hotel. We keep walking, security following us behind, and then we find out there's water, as the security guard told us, between the two hotels, so the beaches aren't actually connected, and we had to walk through the sea to get back to our hotel. There was no other option. Security was like, yeah, water, go walk. Bye.
Well,
get off
fun.
Our land.
Wow.
Sounds a bit Militarian and Militarian?
Yeah.
Militant. Where's T when you need him?
I'm not banging you out of every faux party.
You come from a military town.
Well, no, I come from Margate. I just lived in a military town for a while.
You're fine. You come from a military family.
I do.
But then my granddad was also in the army, so yeah, shut my mouth.
Yeah. And if you go back enough generations, I think you'll all find that pretty much every family has some form of military history. What with having two huge global conflicts in the last 100-odd years.
True. I don't know if there's
only just in the last 100 years, though.
Yeah. And that's why I said, yeah, approximately. So, well,
anywho,
on the accessibility, how many thumbs up out of 5 would you give it for Turkey?
Within the hotel, they did have disabled toilets. I'm trying to think if you could actually get around the hotel accessibility. They had lifts. I couldn't get around by myself. It was one of those, like, no idea where I was going day to day around the hotel. Yeah. I mean, I'll give it 3.
Okay.
What would you give the holiday out of 5?
Yeah, I'll give it 2.5.
Oh, that's half. That's not bad.
Okay.
Bang average.
At least the weather was good. Like, God, if it was raining on top of that, it would have just been depressing.
Oh, there you have it. There's a review of Turkey. We'll wait for a Vietnam review from Cleves later in the year. And I've recently bought a holiday to Egypt in December as well. So,
going to Egypt.
Yeah, going to Egypt.
I've been to Egypt twice as well.
Oh, this is my first time.
Actually, I don't know how many times I've been to Egypt. I think it's quite a few. I've been at least twice anyway.
They get me some of those pyramid rocks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know the Sphinx has no nose, right?
I don't think I'd see it anyway.
It's because it's not there.
Oh.
Just told you that.
How seriously? Okay.
I actually have one bit of news. I haven't really been doing anything in the last couple of weeks of merit. However, myself and T are going to Sight Village officially in Birmingham this year. Because I booked it the other day. So Monday the 8th, if you're in Birmingham, knocking around, we'll be around.
That's exciting. I completely forgot about that. We just talked about that and I have not looked at that or the dates or anything.
Well, we're going Monday.
Yep.
Okay.
This is more to let you know, Selena, than anyone else.
Yep. Yeah.
One day this time around as well. Last year, we went to Sight Village. We had a really good time, but we realised into the second day after around being there for an hour and a half, we'd pretty much spoken to everyone.
They've got some party thing going on this year. Big 30th celebrations or something, haven't they?
Well, double thing. I've also booked for us to go to that because the tickets were free. And if we decide not to go, then we can go down the pub, whatever. But we can go if we want. I don't even know what's actually going on yet because the description of it was incredibly vague. It's a celebration of visually impaired talent and those that have contributed to Sight Village over the last 30 years. If only there was an itinerary. Yep.
And we weren't invited. Showcasing
our talent. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Should we showcase our talent?
Well, that's why we got free tickets. We're just going to show up.
Okay. A party featuring fucking Thesaurus Rex, Salty Moon, and Cleves. Great.
Wow, winning the intro. Okay. Any other news, blind news, other news to catch everyone up before we go on to the topic?
Just a quick one. I was at RNC at the weekend.
What?
Football?
Football. It's so weird, though. It doesn't feel like RNC because we go to the Point 4, which just wasn't built when we were there. So I just don't feel like I'm at RNC proper.
Yeah, but did you enjoy it when you were there? Can you be nostalgic for something that you didn't really enjoy?
Did you enjoy it? Maybe you did.
So I said, oh, I'm really nostalgic over the toothache I had last year. Oh, that was a fun time. Yeah.
Out of 5, would you give it 0.4?
Yeah. Well, it's exciting. It's in July, the 19th to the 20th of July. I'm actually going to be staying over at RNC. And not only that, the 20th of July is my birthday. So, yeah, going to stay in halls and everything, then it'll be super nostalgic and the way I want to celebrate my birthday.
One of those things that, again, starts really great and then it just tails off towards the end.
Yeah. They're like, oh, maybe you can get your old room. I was like, I think it's classrooms now.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be giving me my old room.
Yeah. Well, at least you come out of the rooms. I did hear during the COVID pandemic, they weren't allowed at their rooms. Like, they basically had food brought to them. But I was thinking even prisoners, like, get some time out to have a bit of a wander.
I believe it's known as yard time.
Yes. But apparently that wasn't a thing from discussions with people during that pandemic. And the lockdown, it was, here's your meal, close the door, lock it. But
it's out.
Months. Yeah. Mm. But months, months and months, which sounds like it fucking sucked. And I would have left if I was there at that point. I would have just gone home.
You haven't been able to. You were locked from the outside.
That is very illegal. But, yeah. Okay.
Episode.
Right. Topic of the week. So, we'll have to talk about employment, employability.
This is for people as, yeah, going out from school to university as well.
Yep. So, students graduating this year, congratulations. Hopefully, enjoy your graduation. Hopefully, they're notoriously not that accessible. So, we have something that Cleves came across. And it is an adjustments planner.
Yeah, I'd like to thank someone called Chloe for this. I did a meeting for Look Charity for some students, and she told me about this. And it's effectively, it's a document that effectively documents.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Your disability and the needs that you need. And a template of it is available from the gov.uk website. Mm-hmm. And the idea...
Links in the show notes.
You what, sorry?
Links in the show notes.
Yeah, probably. And okay, I'm going to read a little bit about it from the GERV website. It says, if you have a disability, a health condition, or have additional requirements, which mean you need adjustments, to help ensure your adjustments are documented, you should consider completing an adjustment planner. And effectively, it's that document. And we're going to run through some of the shite that's on it, basically. Yeah. It could prove. Wait, this doesn't make sense. It could provide it.
Yeah,
oh, no,
I
thought
that.
It could provide a useful tool to support your progress in higher education, take up work during term time, or move to employment by enabling you to plan your future. What is this? Who wrote this?
I know. Yeah,
it's not very... this is coming from Thesaurus Rex here. It is not good grammar.
So... I didn't read that particularly well, admittedly. But anyway, it says the adjustment planner can help give you support by enabling you to identify any extra support or arrangements you might need whilst you are a student or in the workplace. It can raise awareness of support in education, including disability students allowance and support and access to work application for extra support if you also need that.
So if this is being marketed to students, I would assume they would already have disabled students allowance set up.
Well, they're at the end of their school year.
Yeah. So why would they
get DSA at uni, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Why would you need DSA? It's just being marketed to like 18-year-olds then?
Yeah, around, yeah.
Or university partly. Students?
Yeah, a little bit as well, yeah.
Okay. Well, whilst doing your application for your university, there is aspects that you would get your DSA sorted out with any funding or anything else to do with your admission.
Yeah, I guess you do this planner before you do that, maybe.
Potentially. Okay, I'm not going to knock it yet. I'm not knocking it yet.
It's a confidential personal document that belongs to you, and it cannot be shared with anyone without your permission. I'm also reading it again from the government website.
Okay.
It can prepare you for interviews and provide a structure to support you to have more confident conversations with potential employers about your working requirements. And, you know, it also supports you again with the access to work application, apparently.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then it gives you a bunch of questions that you might want to consider. So, luckily for me, I have the government website open here. So... here are some of the shite that it talks about. So actually, it starts you with a template, and the first thing is like about you. And at the top, conveniently, it says name, colon. So, you know, you can put your name there if you're going to use this template. And then it says, think about what support could help you. So does your disability or additional requirements vary depending on the day, time, and such? I'm going to read this shit and then we'll talk about our own stuff, right? I figured that'd be the best way to do it. Have you previously had any extra support? And do you have a disability or health condition that could benefit from adjustments? So when you guys went to university, did any of this shite apply to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. I'll move on then, I guess.
Well, let's expand on that outside of yes, shall we?
Hey, Selena said yes and a cough.
Yeah. Unless it's edited out, in which case it didn't happen.
No, never happened.
So, yes, I think this applies to a lot of disabled people. Not everyone, but... okay, I've got to open the screen doors a little bit here. The curtains, whatever. Universities are notoriously bad for inclusion and accessibility. They are notoriously bad. A lot of them are very old buildings, old campuses, a lot of historical premises, which either they refuse to do adaptations to, or they'll use the fact of older buildings and things like that to get out of it, essentially listed buildings or that sort of shit. They can do a lot of things to negate it, like giving a building to a union because that's a charity. And there's some weird stuff with charity law to do with adaptations to buildings. It can get around that. So I think these questions are Yes, I think a lot of disabled students are going to have things that they need to adapt. Like conditions fluctuate for a lot of people day to day. You likely need adaptations. And even if you don't feel like you do need them, you should probably go hard on those. Pretend it's the worst day for your condition and use that as your metric.
Imagine you're filling in your PIP form.
Basically, yeah. Do it on your worst day, not your average day. But what I'll also say is if you have a mobility, if you need adaptations for mobility reasons and you're going to university, do not expect them to be honoured or anything to be done with them. It sucks to say that. It absolutely does.
Really bad.
And universities are getting better at it. But I work in this sector and there's so many fucking committees, and I'm on some of them, about adapting things, and it always gets met with, yeah, we want to preserve how nice the campus looks. So they won't put in ramps. They're trying to get better at it, but I'm just saying, maybe choose university based on the accessibility you need. Go and see them. Don't go to a university you think, oh, I really want to go there, and find out that it's inaccessible. Because even if you do fight and get them to put accessibility requirements in place for the buildings you're studying in, they have a way of dragging things out for literally years. You'll graduate before they do anything. As long as they say they're going to do it, they are given pretty much a 5-year window of when the work can be done. And then once you've left, they don't have to do it anymore.
That's a pretty good top tip. Yeah. Albeit surrounded with a lot of negativity.
But I was going to say, like, this isn't really encouraging me if I was listening to this right now, 18, thinking of going to uni.
Yeah, but pick a uni that's accessible for you. Good tip.
I did.
Yeah.
I picked an accessible uni. I didn't go to a brick university. I went to the open university.
I think that is a good choice for a lot of people, to be honest.
It was. They were very accessible. I had double time for my exams. Any visual, like, assignment questions I had, they already had alternative assignment questions available. All of their course material was Green Reader, like, tested beforehand to make sure it was accessible. And it was great.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's great. And what I will say, a lot of lectures and seminars and tutorials are mostly online still. So if you go for the open university and don't go to a brick university, you're only losing out on, say, like, the uni experience, you know. And that is a good thing as well, like getting out there, becoming your own person, getting independence, like the social aspect. If you don't give a shit about that, there's no point going to a brick university. There really isn't, because a lot of your lectures are going to be online anyway. So, yeah, just keep that in mind.
If you are, maybe think about it in terms of halls, though. When I went to university, I could see much better than I can now. However, I picked specifically my halls of residence because it was much more accessible for me to get around. And it included one of the meals with my food. But it wasn't the main halls of residence. They had 3 different campuses for halls of residence, and I picked the middle one, basically, because it was more accessible for me.
Yeah. There's a lot of flexibility. And you have to be willing to make that effort to research and make sure that it is a right fit for you if you do want to go to a brick university. You have to put in that effort, because there is a lot of, like, flexibility there. And ultimately, you're paying thousands of pounds, tens of thousands of pounds in a lot of cases. And you want to make sure that you are getting what you need out of it. But just with that asterisk, like I said before, like, don't expect the university to make drastic changes for you. But Disabled Students Allowance, really good, especially for things like equipment and stuff like that, that we'll probably get onto. Disabled Students Allowance is really good for that side of things. But yeah, this is more about the mobility side of things. Don't expect the university to change their premises for you. They won't.
Well, if you need those things, write them down in your adjustment planner, paragraph 1. Anyway, moving on.
I have a question, sorry, about this adjustment planner. Like, you've got it open on the Gov website. No, you'll be able to answer it. It's okay. You've got it open on the Gov website. Can you, like, type your answers in on there and then you, like, press, I don't know, send it to me, or is it just, where am I writing my answers?
On a document of your choice.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't really find, I was expecting to find like a link. Maybe I missed it. That's fair to say. But I scrolled all the way down and there wasn't like a click here to start your own adjustment plan. This is just like a web page with a template on. And for some reason, it just, at the top, it needlessly says like name, colon, and then ask you all these questions with bullet points.
Have you downloaded it?
Scroll all the way to the freaking bottom now. Hang on.
Ripping content for Twitch.
It doesn't look like it.
I can't say I'm surprised.
But you can, you know, just press Control A and Control C into a document of your choice.
Yeah, that's fair.
Control D is not Control.
Control A, Control C. You didn't let me finish. You've got to copy it first.
Yeah.
And then Control V.
Yeah.
And then just Control X. The website might break. Leave it there for the next person that comes to the government website.
It wouldn't surprise me if that just happened. Okay. All right. Next heading on the adjustment planner is the types of support you might need. Travel to work or university, I guess. This could include a taxi. Changes to a vehicle. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I thought they meant like a, I don't know, you get in a car and then you have to make a change to another car midway through. A travel buddy. Oh, that reminds me of my fire buddy at work. And other, please add to your own document.
Well, that's vague. Other is vague.
It also says please add.
Yes, because I would just put other.
But, you know, if you can get some sweet, sweet cabs to and from university or work, go for it. Access to work, you know, you'll end up paying for them probably 2 to 3 months in advance. So make sure you've got a little pot of money to be able to afford these taxes before they pay you back.
Not too much, or they might take your benefits.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to have the right amount, which is not specified by the government, because they're still doing this bullshit with the legislation. An unspecified amount that you have to guess to make sure that you have what you need to get into work.
Well, did any of you guys need that shite? I said shite a lot this today.
I think for some people, we've done a lot on access to work, so I don't want to go too heavy on the access to work side of things. But for the university side of things, I think for some people that'd be useful. If I'm being honest, I think if you're going to go to an actual university and not be online for the Open University, I think it's really important if you're going out for that independent experience to try and make do and try and learn to like not rely on that and try and build your independence. It's a great experience for learning, not just what your chosen subject is, but learning about life and how you can be an independent disabled person in the world, you know, because of the social model. So, I think it's a good experience, but you to have that as a backup, I think that does help. But I think I wouldn't say to rely on it, because if you're going to rely on that, like a taxi just taking you there and bringing you back and stuff like that, unless it's an absolute essential, you might as well just do the Open University and save a shitload of money in maintenance loans.
How did you travel to university, Selena? Did you walk to the next room and switch your laptop on?
We had face-to-face tutorials with the Open University.
Oh.
I learnt the route. Got on the train, had to walk there, never used it. Ended up making a couple of friends on my course who happened to live in like the same village or the next village over, and they used to drag me.
Make friends, take advantage of them. Top tip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Travel buddy.
Travel buddy. Wait, it says something about travel. Travel buddies. Oh my God. Totally fed in.
Might not be subsidized.
So as anyone will know that was watching on Twitch, this episode did run a little bit long. So we're going to pick this up next week where we carry on with the adjustment planner. And in the meantime, if you can't wait for that, then the main video featuring all of our lovely faces will be on YouTube. But until then, we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Seesaw Podcast. Your feedback and comments mean a lot to us, so if you'd like to get in touch, you can do so in the following ways.
You can find us on X at Seesaw Pod, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Seesaw Podcast. You can email us at seesawpodcast@gmail.com. And you can stream with us live every week on Twitch at Seesaw Podcast.
Remember to like, rate, review, and share with a friend.
This podcast was recorded in front of a blind audience.